In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Today in the Orthodox Church is Thomas Sunday. In the Gospels, we find ourselves with the apostles as they are hidden in a room, with the doors being shut for fear of the Jews. This is highlighted by the fact that we have now closed all of the doors of the altar that were opened at Pascha. The apostles are fearful, and rightfully so. So much has happened. We relive this every year, and we still experience those same strong emotions, the same emotions of that of the apostles as they hear the news of Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and numerous others who have just told us that our friend and teacher and Lord Jesus Christ has risen. And this is the turning point of our faith. Every aspect of our faith comes down to these three words: Christ is risen. And the fact that not only has Jesus Christ died, but has risen from the grave, and not that he has just been resuscitated like some body, but has raised up fallen humanity. Of course, as Luke's recounting of the events goes, this seems like nonsense or idle talk to many of the apostles. And yet here we get a first glimpse of faith, and it comes from none other than St. Peter. We don't know whether St. Peter was initially one of those disciples who believed the woman's story to be nonsense, but something within him provokes him to at least come and see. Something within him gets him at least moving in the right direction. And so what does Peter do? Well, Peter, along with another disciple, that disciple being John, run together to the tomb. St. Peter hears the report, and despite the doubts and dismissiveness of some of the other disciples, he goes himself and sees. And after this, Christ later appears to the other apostles, and later to St. Thomas, whom we celebrate today. And he doesn't just appear to them, but he gives them something very specific. He gives them his peace. As it says, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And this is an odd phrase. We don't normally think of peace as something that you can give another person. But Christ does. And in a few other places, he says something similar. He says, "My peace I give to you." The doors were locked. The disciples were troubled, and questions arose in their hearts, as Luke account states. But was this really Jesus? Was it a ghost? The disciples seemed to ask these things among themselves. And Christ puts them at ease by allowing them to touch him, to see his wounds, and by seeing peace be with you. Now we say this a lot as well during liturgy, as the priest turns, as I turn and give the blessing, saying, "Peace be unto all," and so on. Perhaps we don't always think about what is happening, what is being said. But it isn't just a nice phrase we say. It's not just supposed to make us happy. It's not just supposed to make us feel good. Earlier in John 14, Christ also gives his peace to his disciples. St. Cyril of Alexandria says this peace is the comforter. It's the paraclete, the peace of the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God. A spirit that St. Cyril says dispels all tumults of mind and cowardice. A spirit that maintains Christian courage and peace. And as both St. John Chrysostom and St. Augustine say, maintains our concord among our brethren. This is the peace of Christ that St. Paul speaks of so much in his letters. It isn't world peace. It isn't the peace we feel when all our wants and our needs are met. The peace of Christ is the resurrection. It's the very resurrected body of the Lord himself and the spirit that dwells within him. When Christ comes and says, "Peace be with you," he's hearkening back to the peace that he gave his disciples right before his crucifixion. He is showing that peace to not be like other pieces in the world. And how can it be? How can this peace be like other pieces? In John 14, Christ leaves his disciples with this peace. He speaks of the coming of the Holy Spirit, and then almost immediately begins speaking about his crucifixion and how those who hate Christ will hate his disciples. The peace of Christ is not of this world. The peace of Christ is Christ himself, Christ risen from the dead, and the Spirit that dwells within him. And I think it's worth asking, do we have this peace? Has the peace of Christ permeated every fiber of our being? This peace isn't complacency. It isn't a live and let live mentality either. This peace comes through, as St. Paul says, righteousness. As Romans 5 states, it comes to the one who is made and is continuing to be made righteous through faithfulness in Jesus Christ. It comes through following Christ in faithfulness. Peace comes in trusting another person. It was just tax season, okay? I thought of this. It was just tax season. And I also just recently had my annual physical exam at the doctor's. I would be very much not at peace if I walked into the doctor's office and the CPA who does my taxes was going to do my physical exam, right? And the same thing would happen if I walked into the tax office and my doctor was going to do my taxes, right? In the same way, we also had to take our car into the shop, and I would be very stressed if either the doctor or the accountant were going to work on my car, right? Unless I knew in some way, shape, or form that they had some sort of prior knowledge of cars. It's the same with Christ. We can have Christ's peace because he knows what brings peace. He knows what brings true peace to humans. He became one of us. True peace does not come from wealth. It does not come from being happy, as we talk about it today. It doesn't come from anything that this world can give us. And the reason for that is simple. What this world gives us can and will be taken away. If you find your true peace in your wealth, or the food you eat, or the clothes you wear, or the friends you have, ultimately those things will be taken away from you. And so will your peace. Christ knew this. The earliest disciples knew this. That is why Christianity spread like wildfire. It was something that could not be taken away from a person under any circumstance, regardless of who they were. Think about St. Paul or St. George, the great martyr who we celebrate today. Was his peace taken away when he lost his position in one of the most elite parts of the emperor's imperial guard? Was his peace taken away when he gave away his entire inheritance or when his body was given over to fierce tortures? Was his peace given away towards those who tortured him? Think about another saint we celebrate today, Saint Alexandra, the wife of Diocletian, the emperor who was torturing Saint George. She was a secret Christian, right? And was her peace, the peace of Christ depart from her when she and her daughter were brought before the sword for being secret Christians? No, it remained with them. So I want to challenge each and every one of us here today. You will gain some things in life and you will lose some things in life. Whatever happens, do not lose the peace of Christ. Fight, I know it sounds paradoxical, but fight until your last breath to keep this peace. It's more valuable than anything in our lives. There's a great book that is a witness to this great peace and faith. It's called Father Arseny. I'm sure many of us have read it. It's the story of a priest sent to live in the Russian gulags, a priest who had nothing to his name besides the clothes he wore and even those he gave away, a priest who, Father Thomas Hopko says, loved every human being in those prison camps with the very love of God himself. Father Arseny had the peace of Christ. I can't draw for you a blueprint as to how he received it, but I can say that the book bolstered my own peace, just as Father Arseny bolstered it in those around him. It is said a lot, this quote is said a lot, but St. Seraphim of Sarov says, acquire the spirit of peace and thousands around you will be saved. Christ came to the disciples who were fearful and gave them his peace. It was not the peace of a man who promised simply good things. It was the promise of someone who pointed towards far better things that came from far worse. Christian peace is crucified peace. Christian peace surpasses all understanding, as St. Paul tells us in Philippians. Christian peace is God himself. This is how the Christian message spreads. Acquire the spirit of peace and thousands around you will be saved. May we paradoxically labor and fight for this peace every day of our lives. May the peace of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ be upon all of us this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.